Jesus. Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. And this is our spirit and truth worship service. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. And I'm glad about it. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Anybody else glad about it today? Anybody else glad? Hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody else glad? Thank you, Jesus. I know I'm not glad by myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just glad today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. It is my strength. He is my strength. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Praise God. Amen. And we're located at 830 Pepperidge Road in Westbury, New York, 11590. Amen. We are gathered today in the name of Jesus. Amen. To give him glory, to give him praise, to give him honor. Amen. Hallelujah. In obedience to the word of God when it says, forsake not the assembly together with the saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. We may be on the conference sanctuary, but we're still assembled in his name. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, hallelujah, with the mind to hear from him, with the heart to receive that, what it is that we are hearing, amen, to be able to digest it, my God, and apply it and walk it out in life, my God, that the world will see God through us, amen, hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, I'm grateful on today, and I'm just thanking God, amen, hallelujah, for this very opportunity, amen, just to be able to minister to his people, amen, amen. Before we go forth in the word of God on tonight, amen, let us just commit this worship service to God in prayer, amen. Evangelist Rose, I hear your voice, praise God. I'm going to ask that you open us up in prayer, hallelujah.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing us, Lord Jesus, to come together, Lord Jesus. We thank you for another day, Lord Jesus, that you have given us, Lord Jesus, to make it right, Lord, with these. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, also, Lord Jesus, for forgiving us for our every sin, Lord Jesus, for blessing us and keeping us, Lord, touching our hearts and preparing it to receive your word from your woman servant, Lord God, Lord Jesus, for moving by your spirit, Lord, for using her, Lord Jesus, like never before, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that your name might be glorified and magnified, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing each and every soul, Lord Jesus, that comes on, that's coming on, Lord Jesus, helping us, Lord Jesus, strengthening us, Lord Jesus, Lord, preparing our hearts, Lord Jesus, for your name's sake and for your glory, that your name might be magnified, glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God, beloved. Praise God. Amen. And so as we're moving forth in this service on today, beloved, I want you to take heart and, amen, just hold fast to, amen, the word that God has given us going into 2021, beloved, and that word is, amen, hallelujah, that we are to go beyond human limitations and human boundaries, tapping into heaven resources, beloved, amen, heaven economy, and tapping into the Holy Ghost power without measure. Praise God. This means that we are not to be dependent on our own self. Praise God. This means that self is not enough and that self was never enough. Praise God. This means that self cannot get the job done. Praise God. Hallelujah. God wants us to look to the hills from which cometh our help, and our help cometh from the Lord, and he put that help in us. Praise God. Eternity is on the inside of you by way of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, and we must tap in, amen. And so, beloved, as we move forth, amen, hallelujah, I would like for you to turn with me today in the Word of God, amen. We are going to 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 1, amen. There is a word from the Lord. We're going to go to 1 Kings chapter 13, and we will read from verse 1. Hallelujah, Jesus, and we're going to go all the way to, amen, hallelujah, all the way to verses, 34 verses today, praise God, Amen. Hallelujah. And it's well with my soul. I pray that it's well with your soul. Amen. Because where God's word is, so is his presence, beloved. Where the word of God is, so is his presence. Amen. But Genesis says that in the cool of the day, that the voice print of God walked in the garden with Adam in the cool of the day, amen. And God's presence was there because his word was there. It was his word that he sent, amen, to worship and fellowship with Adam, amen, hallelujah. It was the word of God, amen. And on today, the word of God wants to fellowship with you. If you would just give the word your undivided attention, amen. If in your heart, hallelujah, amen, if you would just meditate and ask God, Lord, give me a revelation, amen, hallelujah. Shine your light on my situation and my circumstance, my God, hallelujah, Jesus. God is faithful to answer, amen, and he's not just able, but we serve a willing God, hallelujah, Jesus. We know that he's able. We know that there is nothing too hard for God, but I want you to know today that he is willing, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, it's not enough that he's able. We know that he's able to do whatever he chooses, and no one can stay his hand. But is he willing? Is he willing? Is it his will? Praise God, amen. And as we go forth in this reading, beloved, amen, do you have it? Do you have the text? I want you to pay attention to this thought. Do not turn aside from my word. God, drop that thing in my spirit. I've been working that thing all week long. Do not turn aside from my word. And anything that comes my way, that is not in agreement with the purpose and plan of God for my life, I refuse to turn aside from his word, amen. Listen, did God drop a word in your spirit? Has he made you a promise? Do you have your blueprint, praise God, amen? And I believe that this text today is very befitting. I believe that it's going to shake some of you and awaken you, amen, unto the promise of God. Amen. Even though the vision tarried, God told me to tell you today that it still has a heartbeat. And behold, it is an open door that he laid before you, praise God. But before every open door, there is an adversary. Pray, but he gave you authority. Hallelujah. To deal with principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness. God gave us authority. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, hallelujah. You are equipped to deal with the adversary in front of your own. Empowered. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I'm going to ask if someone began to read for me with a loud voice. We have 1 Kings 13, and we're going to start with chapter 1. Keep in mind, do not turn aside from my word. Do not, is a warning. Do not turn aside from my word. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Who's able to read today? Praise God. Who's able to serve? Praise God. 1 Kings chapter 13.
I can read it. 1 Kings chapter 13.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which verse?
Start at 1.
The prophet condemned the altar at Bethel. One day, Jeroboam was standing at the altar in Bethel, ready to make an offering. Suddenly, one of God's prophets arrived from Judea and shouted, "The Lord sent me with a message about this altar. A child named Josiah will be born into David's family. He will sacrifice on this altar the priests who make offerings here, and human bones will be burned on it. You will know that the Lord has said these things when the altar splits in half and the ashes on it falls to the ground." Jeroboam pointed at the prophet and shouted, "Grab him." But right away, Jeroboam's hand became stiff and he could not move it. The altar split in half and the ashes fell to the ground, just as the prophet had warned. "Please pray to the Lord your God and ask him to heal my hand." Jeroboam begged, the prophets prayed, and Jeroboam's hand was healed. Come home with me and eat something, Jeroboam said. I want to give you a gift for what you have done. No, I wouldn't go with you, even if you offered me half of your kingdom. I won't eat or drink here either. The Lord said, I can't eat or drink anything, and that I can't go home the same way I came. Then he started home down a different road.
Okay, amen. Beloved, I want you to stop right there for now, amen, and we will pick up at verse 11. Let us remember that we will pick up at verse 11. I wanted to give you a little history concerning what's going on in this text, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. So we have two characters here. We have, amen, the prophet, amen, that came up out of Judah, amen. God stirred him up, and God sent this prophet from Judah into Bethel, amen. Now, beloved, I want to share this with you, that there is already an older prophet in Bethel, amen. But this old prophet is in the midst of the idolatry, amen. He is in the city where there is idolatry, but he has not yet cried out against the idolatry. Do you know that when you see a crime that is being committed and you do not do anything against it, you can become an accessory to the crime? Amen. Praise God. And so what I see here, amen, hallelujah, that Jeroboam is the king, amen, that Prophet Ahijah prophesied that the kingdom of David will be rent two tribes, which was Judah and Benjamin, went unto Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, and the other 10 tribes went to Jeroboam. Amen, hallelujah. But God had warned Jeroboam that he is to be obedient, amen, hallelujah, even as David was. But Jeroboam was afraid that the heart of the people, if he took them back to Jerusalem to worship, that their heart would be turned back toward the house of David. So instead of taking them back to Jerusalem, amen, for worship, he created his own altars and he created idols, amen, and he led the 10 tribes into idolatry. Beloved, we have to be mindful in this season of what it is and who it is that we are following. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to know that we know that it is the work and the word of God. Praise God. Amen. And so God was furious. He winked at this for a while, but now he raises up a prophet to come out of a whole nother city to go into Bethel to be able to prophesy, not against the king. Amen. Because remember, the king was still God appointed. Amen. Not against the king, but against the false altar. Amen. And so the prophet came in and he entered into the temple where the king, who is not a priest and he should not be given a sacrifice, who the king was about to give a sacrifice. Amen. And then you find that this prophet began to prophesy the word of the Lord. Amen. He cried against the altar, says verse 2, in the word of the Lord, and said, O altar, O altar. Amen. What was he speaking against? He was speaking to the demonic principalities. He was speaking to the power that was behind the false altar. He was speaking to the enemy. Amen. He says, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah, by name, and upon you shall he offer the priest of the high places who burn incense upon you, and men's bones shall be burnt upon you. And so what God is saying here is that every false priest, because the king was one, that he just made priests of anybody that desired to be priest. And we have to be mindful of this, because we have leaders that's ordaining everybody and anybody. Amen. Listen, the Holy Spirit had not said elevation. Amen. The Holy Spirit had not said nothing, but they're just elevating everybody. Praise God. Amen. And so we have to be mindful of this, because King Jeroboam, amen, he was one, amen, that would make anyone a priest that wanted to be a priest that was not of the Levitical priesthood. And under the law of Moses, which they was living at this time, amen, you had to be of the Levite tribe in order to be a priest. Amen. So now we have a lot of people that's in position, amen, that is not anointed or appointed by God to be so.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
And beloved, we have to be mindful of this. And if you find yourself a leader that had appointed someone and put them in place and God did not say so, amen, the character does not reverence them being in that place, amen, you cannot be afraid to say that I was wrong, and you cannot be afraid to sit them down. This is not
amen.
The time. God is saying, turn not
amen.
Away from my word. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
And beloved, we have to be mindful of people that will put us in a place where we know that God has not put us. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
When
amen.
You get in a position and a posture, amen, of any type of leadership, there is a power and a warfare that comes with that. Amen.
And
amen. If you have not the power to deal with the warfare, you're going to find yourself in a pickle situation. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody here today, amen. God is wanting us, praise God, hallelujah.
Ooh,
amen, hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we find here, amen, that after the prophet, amen, the young prophet, prophesied against the altar, after he spoke against the power behind the altar, after he spoke against that which empowered the altar, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, King Jeroboam did not like it, amen, and he reached out his hand to seize the prophet, amen,
amen.
Hallelujah. Pay attention to this. The Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. If we would not turn aside from the word of God, if we would really, truly just trust God's word, amen. When God says, touch not my prophet and do my prophet no harm, God means this thing, amen. Beloved,
amen.
You can rest assured, amen, that God, hallelujah, is going to do the very thing that he said that he is going to do, even when it comes down to fighting your battles, amen.
Yeah.
Let us look at that word turn aside. Turn aside means to reject or refuse someone or something. The office turned aside my request. Amen. And so when God gives his word or his written word that tells us how we are to live this life in Christ, tells us how we ought to walk and talk, he tells us how our mind could be kept in perfect peace, we ought not to reject that. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus, for
Hallelujah,
he is our creator,
Jesus.
He is our maker. He knows what it is
Lord.
For someone to make us work properly. Amen. Hallelujah. He knows how to fine-tune us. Amen. He knows how to mold and shape us, my God.
Thank
and he
you,
has
Jesus.
Done this by way of giving us
Thank
his word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Jesus. So God is saying unto us today, do not turn aside from my word. Do not reject my word. Beloved, we are in a season that once God gives you a word, I don't care who comes and gives you another word. Hallelujah. If it does not align with the word that God has dropped in your spirit, you better hold fast to what it is that God has spoken unto you. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because if you cannot walk in integrity to carry out the assignment of God, what need do he have of you? Amen. If you after you prophesied against the altar, after the king reached out his hand to seize you, and God caused for their hands to withdraw, and after everything that you spoke concerning the altar rising and the ashes falling, after God has proven his word, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
you,
Jesus.
Why would you turn aside?
Amen.
God is saying, hold fast. He's speaking to his people today. There is not a famine for the word of God. The light that is in this word is shining on your circumstance. God knows that you are at a crossroad. He's giving you direction. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, I'll hold the lamp to your feet. Amen. And a light unto your pathway. Don't turn aside from my word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus. Don't turn aside. Don't turn aside. Amen. It might be someone that you like that you're thinking to get into relationship with. How is he or she leading you? Do they add value to your walk with God?
Amen.
You find yourself falling when you are in their presence, beloved. Amen. This is the time to cut it off and reject it into the night.
Yes.
We do not turn aside.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You do not want to turn aside. It may be a friendship. It may be a sister and brother in Christ that is walking in a mediocre way. Amen. They may be straddling a fence. Amen. But this is your season. Amen. Hallelujah, my God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. If you're going to win, the only way that you're going to win, amen, is to hold fast to the word of God. The only way that you're going to win is to stay on a straight and narrow path. You know how it was with Dorothy and Winston on the yellow brick road. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to stay on the straight and narrow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't turn aside from my word. For my word is a lamp unto your feet, and it is surely a light unto your pathway. You don't have to be sitting in spiritual darkness. Why? Because I had given you the true light to light
thank
your
you,
path.
Jesus.
Don't turn aside from my word. Don't reject my word. Hallelujah, Jesus,
yes.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God is speaking today. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To his name. Hallelujah. And
Glory.
So we see that this young prophet had instruction from God. Amen. Now, after the king knew that he could not seize, control, or hurt the prophet, you know, that's just like the enemy. Amen. When he figures out that he can't do nothing with you, he figured that he should bless you and join you. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, mm-hmm. My God, he tried to come the whole nother way. Amen, to seducing you and to
yes.
stop you from obeying the word of God
yes.
that you
yes.
can be in the same situation that he's in. Beloved, I'm here to tell you today that misery love company. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to make it up in your mind that you are not going to be the company of the miserable. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That you are not coming into agreement with this kind of foolishness. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There may have been a time, but I done been there and done that. I have to have
yes.
the end of love. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going back. Amen. We are
yes.
forging ahead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You,
so
Jesus.
God has given this young prophet strict instruction not to eat anything in that city. Amen, beloved, because you don't even know this, but when you break bread, there is fellowship, praise God. He said, don't eat nothing with them. Amen. Don't make them see that the down tree is okay, that when you're standing against it, you're standing totally against it. Amen. I'm not eating in your house. I'm not drinking in your house. I'm
Amen.
Not coming in your house. Hallelujah. I'm
Hallelujah.
Not you. I'm not winking at your sin. I'm not going to let you think that it's all right, because it is not all right. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. God is speaking to his people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this young prophet had instruction, hallelujah, not to eat or drink anything in that city. And God also told him, the way you came into the city, amen, don't leave out. Amen. Listen, we are the children of God. People are not supposed to know everything about us. Amen. The Bible says that we are like the wind. Amen. You don't know which
yes.
way it cometh and which way it goes, beloved.
Go.
You got to stop
yes.
broadcasting everything and telling everything to everybody.
Right.
It is really none of their business. Just as
That's
we
right.
are in the need to know, amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When it comes down to the plans of God, you need to keep those around you in the
Thank
need
you,
to
Jesus.
Know. Amen. You only need to know when I tell you about it. Amen.
Amen.
If I don't tell you about it, there is no need for you to know. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus. Am I speaking to somebody on today? Amen.
Yeah.
God said, you can't keep a secret. Can you keep God's secrets? Can you keep your mouth shut? Amen. Or do you just have to tell it? Are you a blabbermouth? Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
My
Amen.
God, hallelujah. So God did not want him to enter into the city and leave out in the same way that he was to go another way. And beloved, I want us to begin to read, amen, from verses 11, amen, hallelujah. I want you to pick up Amen. We in 1 Kings chapter 13. We're going to read from verse 11. This is the disobedience of the prophet. Amen. And beloved, I told you in this text, amen, the word that God has given unto us, I've given you what he gave unto me. Do not turn aside from my word. We are going to see within this text that when you turn aside to the word, from the word of God that is life. See, I want to make this plain for you. In the beginning, and John was the Word, and in the Gospel of John, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. So we know that the Word is God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same Word, that everything that was created by this Word. So we know that the Word is God, and that the Word is the Creator. And then you go down the text, and then the text begins to say that this Word is the true light. Amen. That lighteth the heart of men. Amen. And so we know that if we don't have the Word, that we just sitting in spiritual darkness. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't have to sit in darkness, beloved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then when we get down to verse 14, in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, it says, now that word, the same word that is God, that is with God, amen, wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among us.
Yes.
So we have to know that the incarnate Christ, amen, that was over, that was born through the Virgin Mary, that was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, he is the word in eternity, amen.
Yes.
He is the very written passage that we are reading, praise God. He is the very word that God spoke to the young prophet when he said, go and prophesy these words against my altar. That is the fact. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. He is the living word.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. When God gives you a word, what you are receiving is Christ, and Christ is life. How could you not live when you get the word? Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
And God
Jesus.
Said, when I give you my word, when I give you Christ, when I give you Jesus, don't reject them. Don't reject them. See, we believe that the only time that we can receive Jesus in our heart is when we receive the gospel. That's just the initial onset of your salvation. God keeps giving you Christ over and over again to strengthen you, to mature you, amen, to develop you, to illuminate the eyes of your understanding. He's a communicating God, and how he communicates is by way of his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Beloved, are we getting this? Am I speaking to somebody? Is somebody being blessed through this revelation on today? Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
This prophet that has seen all these wondrous works of God, amen, this is why the young prophets need to be developed. Amen. Hallelujah. That they know, amen, the character that they ought to possess, amen, when they are trusted with such a gift of prophecy, when the spirit of prophecy is resting upon them, when God is giving you dreams and visions. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. When you're having open visions, praise God. Amen. There is an accountability unto God that you are to do what it is that he say, and you are not to turn aside from it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you're not a prophet in office, amen, we are all born of a prophetic spirit. Amen. You ought to be a prophetic person, praise God. And if you are a prophetic person, amen, hallelujah, you ought to know how you ought to act. Amen. You ought to know the character that you ought to possess, that ought to be developed in you, praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God. Someone may be saying, I'm not a prophet, but you ought to be a prophetic person. Hallelujah, because in order to get anything from God, the prophetic spirit of God must give you revelation. He must reveal. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Am I talking right, beloved? Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So I'm going to ask that you begin to read at verse 11 so that we can get the rest of this revelation. Amen. Praise God. God wants to strengthen you, and this word is bringing forth power, grace in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Things that used to cause for you to turn aside, things that you used to give into, God is about to abolish that thing. It's loosing its hold right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God is strengthening you. This is an invitation for you to another level in the realm of the spirit.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. That those things that you used to turn aside for, those things that you used to desire, amen, where you was weak in your flesh, amen, you shall be weak no more, because this is a word to sustain you, praise God. This is a sustaining word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
To sustain you in righteousness and holiness. For holiness without you, no man see the Lord. And the same way this word is working in your life, it's working in mine. Amen. None of us is exempt. We are all subject to the word of God from the pulpit to the door. I don't care who you are. When the word comes, it is coming convicting. Amen. Teaching, showing us how to walk in righteousness. Amen. How everybody in the house.
Thank
amen.
You,
hallelujah.
Ooh. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We must submit to this word. Hallelujah. Glory to God's name. Let us humble ourselves before God this day. Let us humble humble yourself to the word. Amen. And to the spirit of prophecy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. You ought to praise him. You ought to praise him. You ought to praise him. You ought to have a heart of gratitude. Amen. Because God loves you so much.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You, Lord.
He's giving you a word not to reject his word.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's how much he loves you.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
Lord. Glory to his
thank
name.
You, Jesus.
You are the loved of God. I don't
thank
care where you,
Lord.
Find yourself. Wherever the word finds you today, you are the loved of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He loves you. And he's sending his word to see about you. And he's giving you instruction while you're standing at the crossroad. Do not reject my word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Don't turn aside. Don't turn aside. Beloved, keep your face upon him like flint. Forge forward.
Amen.
Amen. We're moving ahead in Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
We're not going to the right or to the left, but we're moving forward. Hallelujah. Anybody moving forward?
Hallelujah.
Anybody moving forward? Amen.
Yes,
the world is behind you and the cross is before you. Amen. Turning aside God's word can only bring about your death. Hallelujah. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of that way is death. What is it for a man to obtain the whole world and lose his only soul? What is it? What is it? How do you only got one soul? What is it? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Eternal damnation and hell fire. What is it? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, hallelujah. Let us read, amen, 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 11. Read it, will you read?
Verse 11, an old prophet from Bethel. At that time, an old prophet lived in Bethel, and one of his sons told him what the prophet from Judah had said and done. Show me which way he went, the old prophet said. And his sons pointed out the road, but a saddle on my donkey, he told them. After they did, he got on the donkey and rode off to look for the prophet from Judah. The old prophet found him sitting under an oak tree and asked, are you the prophet from Judah? Yes, I am. Come home with me, the old prophet said, and have something to eat. I can't go back with you, the prophet replied, and I can't eat or drink anything with you. The Lord warned me not to eat or drink or to go home the same way I came. The old prophet said, I'm a prophet too. One of the Lord's angels told me to take you to my house and give you something to eat and drink. The prophet from Judah did not know that the old prophet was lying. So he went home with him and ate and drank. During the meal, the Lord gave the old prophet a message for the prophet from Judah. Listen to the Lord's message. You have disobeyed the Lord your God. He told you not to eat or drink anything here, but you came home and ate with me. And so when you die, your body won't be buried in your family's tomb. After the meal, the old prophet got a donkey ready, and the prophet from Judah left. Along the way, a lion attacked and killed him. And the donkey and the lion stood there beside his head beside his dead body. Some people walked by and saw the body with the lion standing there. They ran into Bethel telling everyone what they had seen. When the old prophet heard the news, he said, "That must be the prophet from Judah." The Lord warned him, but he disobeyed. So the Lord sent the lion to kill him. The old prophet told his sons to saddle his donkey, and when it was ready, he left. He found the body lying on the road with the donkey and lion standing there. The lion had not eaten the body or attacked the donkey. The old prophet picked up the body, put it on his own donkey, and took it back to Bethel so he could bury it and mourn for the prophet from Judah. He buried the body in his own family's tomb and cried for the prophet. He said to his sons, "When I die, bury my body next to this prophet. I am sure that everything he said about the altar in Bethel and the shrines in Samaria will happen." But Jeroboam kept on doing evil things. He appointed men to be priests at the local shrines, even if they were not Levites. In fact, anyone who wanted to be a priest could be one. This sinful thing led to the downfall of his kingdom. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen, beloved. And as we began to read that text, amen, I heard the old prophet say, the prophecy of the young prophet was sure. Hallelujah. Sure.
Hallelujah.
God has given us a sure word tonight, today. This afternoon,
amen.
He's given us a sure word not to turn aside from his word. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a word of warning. Amen. The same way there was warning through, amen, the young prophet against the altar. Amen. In Bethel. Amen. This is a word of warning to God's people. Amen. God will warn us. Amen. When the schemes and the tricks of the enemy is coming our way. Amen. And what he's saying is, do not turn aside from my word. You will be sustained if you hold fast to the sure word that I have given unto you. That sure thing being accuracy, an accurate word. Amen. A word that is life, spirit and life. Amen. The direction of the Lord. Amen. He has set you on this path for a reason. The reason is because at times we don't even know the way to take. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
For we do not know everything, but God is an all-knowing God. He knows what is before you. Amen. He knows what's all the way down the road. He knows if there's anything there to derail you. He knows what wants to bless you and curse you. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes. The people only come into your life for two reasons, to bless you or curse you. Praise God. Amen. And that's what I look for. Why are you here? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is
Amen.
It that you want? Hallelujah, my God. Do you come to add value to me? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you come to bless me? Or are you an agent from Satan that comes to buffet me? Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
My God, sometimes people
Praise
don't
God.
Even want you, but they want what you got. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved, we have to be mindful. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name. And the word of God is speaking unto us today. Amen. Hallelujah. The old prophet. Amen. Hallelujah. That wasn't even present. That never even saw the young prophet receive the word from his sons. And he went with the heart to deceive the prophet. He was a lying prophet. And so when you ask me, can a prophet proper lie? My God. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this prophet proper lied. Amen. That's why the Bible. Tells us, amen, that let the prophet speak two or three and let the others judge, amen. The word of God must be judged. It must be measured, amen, by the word that is already written, amen. It must be measured, and
amen.
The word of God is established in the mouth of two or three witnesses.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Don't go believing everything. He said, try every spirit by the spirit. Don't go believing everything. Try every spirit by the spirit. And he said, and see if the spirit that is speaking be the spirit of God. Amen. Listen, this is a warning that is coming unto us. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're not trying the spirit by the spirit, how do you know if it is a sure word? How do you know if it came from God? How do you know? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to his name. Hallelujah. And so we have here, amen, hallelujah, the young prophet, amen, hallelujah, deceived by the lying prophet that said that he has heard from an angel. You heard from an angel, but I heard from God. Hallelujah. You heard from an angel, amen. If, listen, Paul said, if anybody come preaching or teaching to you another gospel, he said, whether it be myself, an angel, or someone else, he said, don't believe it. Hallelujah.
That's right.
There will not be another gospel. There will not be another sure word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't turn aside from the only way of salvation. Don't turn aside, beloved. Amen. Because we're going to hear some strange things in this day to come. Amen. There is going to be a spirit, hallelujah, of inclusiveness, where they say that all religions are good and we can all worship together, but the devil is a lie and the truth ain't in him. He got his own gospel, but it ain't the truth. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the prophet had a prophecy, but it was not the truth. Praise God.
Yes.
It was not the truth. Praise.
Yes,
it was not
Lord.
The truth. Praise God.
Thank
Don't
you,
turn
Jesus.
Aside. Don't turn aside from God's word. Hallelujah. Don't turn aside. Don't compromise. Don't reject it. Don't give in. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. I come to encourage you today. Amen. I come to instruct you today. I come to empower you today. Hallelujah. My God, give you direction that at the crossroads you can make the proper decision. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. See, it's all right, amen. Listen, woman, you had a crossroad, there is a burden on you. But once the decision is made and you know the way to take, the burden is lifted. There's only a burden because you're indecisive. Because you're undecided. Hallelujah, Jesus. For God said that my ways are higher than yours. We want to take the king's way. Hallelujah. He said, my thoughts are higher than yours. We want to know the King's thoughts. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
Hallelujah,
you,
Jesus.
Listen, going beyond human limitations and boundaries, there's some things that my mind can't fathom. But when God speaks to my spirit and my spirit begins to minister to my mind, hallelujah, Jesus, I can begin to fathom spiritual things.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, there is a word from God. There is a word from God. You need your spirit to speak to your mind. God speaks to you spirit to spirit. Spirit to spirit. Spirit to spirit. Spirit to spirit. Amen. It just illuminates your being. And then, hallelujah, your spirit begins to speak to your mind. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Your mind must be spiritualized that we don't turn aside. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Beloved, this is the importance of a spiritualized mind. And sometimes we will run into people that have depraved minds. Amen. It ain't spiritualized. It's carnal. Amen. And we
That's
can
right.
minister to them that their mind can be spiritualized, that they know that their mind needs to be transformed. But you have to be careful because there's people that's walking around here that believe that they got something and ain't got nothing, and you know it because they ain't living nothing. You know it because they ain't living nothing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God, beloved,
Amen.
If you can't live it, you ain't got it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is it to have it and you can't apply it? Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord. Amen.
Don't turn aside from my word. Hallelujah.
Thank
we don't
you,
need
Jesus.
No distractions. We don't need no hindrances in this season. Why?
Thank
because
you,
this is our winning season, and we're not
Amen.
Going to miss it. Amen. This is a win-win season with Jesus. Even in the midst of the pandemic, we are not in lack. We are winning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody got to win. Somebody got to win. Why not you?
Yes,
Why
Lord.
Not you? Why not you? Hallelujah,
you,
Jesus. Why not me?
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, and the end of that way is death. The wages of sin, God is not mocked. God is not mocked. Whatever man sows, so shall he what? Reap. Beloved, yes. Be mindful of what you sow. Shabbat. Kuriandere bosanda.
Amen.
And so we see that after the old prophet lied to the young prophet, and after him that had such a sure word believed the old prophet, my God, sometimes we just want someone to walk with, someone to talk with, but God has set you apart. He got you alone, and you're feeling a little lonely, and you want a little fellowship, but you got to be mindful of what you're fellowshipping with, because God wants you alone that he can shape you and make you and mold you and transform you, and hallelujah, that he could call you his own. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
But you're feeling like I need someone to talk to eat with. Praise God. And God is saying, not in this season. Not in we have to stop. Hallelujah, my God, breaking bread will compromise people. Shabbat Sandere. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, that are in idolatry, my God. Hallelujah, my God, we have to cut it out. Their doctrine ain't right. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Once we give them the word of God and they won't take heed, hallelujah, there's nothing else for you to do but to wipe the dust off your feet, hallelujah, and move on forward.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah, we're moving forward. We're moving forward, and we're not turning aside from the word of God, amen. And I'm not talking about man's tradition and man's, hallelujah, man's ways, because, amen, there's things that man say that ain't got nothing to do with this word. Hallelujah,
that's
Jesus.
Right.
This is why we have to get back to, amen, the Hebrew version of the word. Amen, they have so many translations and so many applications,
yes.
Amen. Take us back to the root of it, amen, that we can now receive from the Spirit on how to apply this word.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
My God, hallelujah. So the young prophet was told a lie. Hallelujah. I wonder if within his spirit he had any conviction. Hallelujah, Jesus. How did he not know that it was a lie? How do you know that it's a lie? How do you know when it speaks contrary to what God has already spoken? It's a lie. Hallelujah. If it has one hint, my God, of contrariness to what the Lord has said, it's a lie. Hallelujah, because
that's
how Satan knew. In the Garden of Eden, huh? Hallelujah, he spoke, what did the Lord say? He wanted to know what God said. Amen, hallelujah. And then once he told him what the Lord said, he contradicted it with, you will surely not die. Hallelujah, but you will obtain wisdom and you will be like God. Amen. God has to be enough in this season. You can't want to be God, better than God. Like, you are already like God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
You got to be satisfied with Jesus in this season. You got to be satisfied with what God is doing in your life. You have to know that I don't want to be blessed by anyone else but God. I don't want nothing but God meeting my needs according to the way He's going to meet it. If it ain't Jesus, keep trucking. If it ain't Jesus, keep rock. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
You don't want everybody blessing you.
Amen.
Amen. That's what the enemy does. He contradicts the word of God. Sometimes he deals with your mind with the speed of a thought, contradicting the word. But I hear God saying, hold fast to my promise. Don't turn aside. I don't care who said it. Hallelujah. When you know that you have heard from me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Who am I
Thank
speaking
you, Jesus.
To? Shabbat Sunday.
Thank Kuriyande you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Shaba sandere, kuriandere, he kebe sandere. Make it right, God. Shaba sikiando. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as he sat and ate with the prophet, after the act of disobedience was done, for sin is just disobedience from the word of God. Amen. We believe that sin is adultery, fornication, lying, cheating, backbiting. It is only that because God said, don't do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Sin is just disobedience from the word of God. And God, I ask that you create in us a clean heart, renewing us the right spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Let the spirit of obedience rest upon us. Grace us to surrender to your spirit, to your will, to your way. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. Grace us to surrender our will, that only your will is at work in our life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Only God's will matters. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some people are strong will, but your will don't matter. You need to surrender your will to God's will. Amen. You need someone say, I need to surrender my will to God's will. I surrender my will. May my will be wrapped up and tied up in the will of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, that only his will is at work in my life. That only his will, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You may not even
be there yet, but the desire has been planted. You are pregnant with the desire for your will to be wrapped up and tied up in God's will. Amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, after the act of disobedience was done, amen, the compromised prophet, the old prophet, the lying prophet, God stirred him up, amen, and God spoke through him, and he began to speak the demise and the death, amen, of the young prophet. And when this very thing was spoken after they have eaten, amen, listen, the wages of sin is death, beloved, but we're talking about eternal damnation.
Yeah.
Hold fast to God's word and don't turn aside. Hallelujah. Don't reject it. Don't reject it. Don't reject the word of God. Amen. After the act of disobedience was done, God prophesied against the prophet that was not compromised. Amen. Listen, what did they say about bad company? Bad company does what? Hallelujah. Corrupt you. Amen. Hallelujah. Good. Birds of a feather flock together.
Good man.
Amen. So listen, bad, he wasn't compromised until he began to hang out with him that was compromised. And this day, I got to check you out. I don't know if I want to eat with you, hang with you, pray with you. I don't know. And I got to check you out. Hallelujah. I don't need no bad company.
Amen.
Bad company corrupt good manners. I don't need no bad company. The old prophet was bad company. The old company was, the old prophet was bad company. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Some of those sitting next to us in the pews ain't no good company. Amen. They may be the children of God, but if they ain't living nothing, hallelujah, if you ain't living nothing, if you believe that you could be the way David was in David's day and still make it, Shabbat. Ooh, when he has called us up out of sin, when he has redeemed us, hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to go someplace in Jesus. I'm trying to go someplace. I'm trying to press for the mark of the high calling of God. I want to be with people that are going somewhere. I want to be with the disciplined people. I want to be with people that can add value to me. Amen. People that can open up doors of new opportunities for me. I can't keep walking in life. This
Hallelujah.
Is my winning season.
Hallelujah.
And everything attached to me is going to win. Everything attached. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And the prophetic word of the old prophet came to pass. And then he began to mourn, and he said, surely this is a man of God. He had a sure word. He had a sure word. He had a sure word. And, beloved, I ask you, amen, whatever word God give you, whether it be an open vision, whether it be a dream, whether it drops in the top in your spirit, whether he bubble it up in you, amen, whether you see the handwriting on the wall, make sure it's a sure word. Measure it. Give it back to God. Get an understanding of it. Amen. Be one that is endowed with a sure word. Know that you know that you know. You do it justly.
Amen.
Do your due diligence. That you, now that you know, that you don't turn aside from.
Amen.
That you don't reject it. That you don't allow anybody to seduce you from it. That you don't want fellowship so bad that you will walk away from it. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus.
Hey, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. I have told your people what you would have for me to tell them, oh, God. We thank you for your provision that is coming forth through this word, that the very word that you have released for them not to turn aside from your word, oh, God, that there is a sustainer, an anointing, oh, God, a grace that is being released upon them now, oh, God. Oh, glory to your name. Receive the provision of the Lord. Receive the provision of the Lord. Come on and move beyond your human limitations and boundaries and tap into the resources of God. Tap into power without measure to resist the devil and his gospel. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to your name, God. We thank you.
Yes, glory.
Oh, God, we praise you. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, oh, God. This is a word of love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And
thank
for
you,
those
Lord.
Of you that, hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory, God, hallelujah. That's right, think about it. Think
thank
about
you,
it,
Jesus.
Paul, it's alive. Think about it. The late Apostle William Brown should say, think about it. Hey, Kevin.
Yes, Lord. Yes, he did. Thank
receive
you,
it. Oh, glory to your name, God. I thank you, Jesus. I feel the burning of the glory now above my left side.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is a release of the glory fire even now, being released in your heavens to stir
thank
you
Lord.
Up.
You thank you, Jesus.
Receive the burning fire of glory. Receive it
yes,
now in
Lord.
The name of Jesus. A level of glory is resting upon you now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Receive
thank
it
you,
in the name of Jesus. Those that have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Oh, glory, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Don't turn aside from my word. Don't reject it. Don't allow yourself to be derailed. Hallelujah. Oh, Shabbat Sunday.
Yes, Lord.
Hold fast. For God will hasten to perform his promises. His word goes out and accomplishes the very thing that he set it to do. This word is working in your life. This word is
thank
working
you,
in your heart. This word is working in your members. This word is working in every member of your body. This word is working in the deep chambers of your heart. This word is illuminating the dark places. My God, hallelujah. This word is imparting life. This word this word is being made life for you. Now receive it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
woo!
Jesus. Glory to your holy name, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Take
thank
us to the overflow,
Jesus.
God. Take us to the overflow. Take us to the place of overflow.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's how he meet in our need. Nothing but glory. Nothing but glory. Nothing but glory. Nothing but glory. Nothing but glory, nothing but glory, nothing but glory.
Lord.
Hallelujah. You can't bless me with an expensive meal because only glory and riches in Christ can meet my need. Oh, glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we're not impressed by mundane things. We're not impressed with your money.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Can you minister glory? I want to hang out with people that can minister glory.
Cause
for the heavens to open and the glory to fall.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I can help myself to the glory and not be indebted to no one. Indebtedness will be unto God. Hallelujah. We need a people that all they want is the glory.
Yes, hallelujah. Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
the
Jesus.
The very presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. If you be on this broadcast, amen, or you be listening to it via the live streaming, hallelujah, Jesus, we offer unto you Jesus Christ. God says, do not turn aside from my word. Do not reject my word. We give you the word of God. We give you the gospel. We give you the only way, amen, that man can have salvation. We give you the only name in which man can be saved, and that name is Jesus. We give them unto you today. Hallelujah. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Eternal life is yours, beloved. If you would just believe on the crucified, the buried, and the resurrected Christ, if you would only believe, believe, hallelujah, that your tongue may be loose, that you could praise him. Hallelujah. Believe, Shabbat, that you can be in right standing with God. All you have to do is believe. If your heart was pricked through this message, hallelujah, Jesus. My God, if this is you, hallelujah, my God. If you come in by way of repentance, amen, put within, hallelujah, the text repent or say repent, amen. Hallelujah. If you need a church home, say home. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. We give him glory for you now. Oh, God, we thank you for those that you're drawing, those who heart you're pricking, those who heart was hidden from the gospel, but now, oh, God, you are freeing them up now in Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bo sandere, kiri andere bo sandere. We ask that you repeat the prayer of repentance. Lord Jesus, come into my home.
Come into my home.
I believe you died.
I believe you died.
For my sins.
For my sins.
I believe that you are Lord.
I believe that you are Lord.
And I believe that you resurrected.
I believe that you resurrected.
I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior.
I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior.
And I promise to serve you for the balance of my day.
I promise to serve you for the balance of my
day. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray. Thank God. Amen. Beloved, where you stand, you're no longer sin, a man, woman, boy, or girl.
but you are the righteousness of God. There's
Amen.
A word that God
Thank
has
you.
Begun in your heart. Amen. God
Amen.
Loves you, and we love you. Amen. Every sheep need a shepherd. Amen. You have to know how to live this new life in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That you may get developed in the word, that you don't turn aside from his word. Amen. Listen, without a vision, the people will perish. Without revelation, amen, the people will
amen.
Be destroyed. Amen. So
amen.
We want to help you to hold fast to your salvation. Amen. We can be
amen.
Reached at www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com or 800-373-6948. For the New York area, the extension is 801. For the Georgia area, amen. The extension is 815, and that's Kingdom Living Fellowship. Prophet is Margaret Cavanaugh. And for the Dallas, Texas area, that extension is 814, Apostle Eartha Wright, Spices Ministries, special people helping people. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Special people help. Hey, get able to find me. Oh, glory to God's name. Father, we commit them unto you that you will finish the good work that you started in them. We thank you, O God, that you have caused for our heart to rejoice, to make glad for how you have added to the church this day in the days to come for those that will hear the broadcast. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you honor in the name of Jesus. For those of you that desire to seed into this good work, or to see or to sow into this revelation. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You can sow via Cash App, amen, at $CSDC12, or through the website. There is a donate page or a donate link on every page, which is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com/donate. Amen. And our email address for PayPal is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. Amen. cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. Amen. Those of you that have given your tithes and offerings, amen, be blessed even now in the name of Jesus. And according to God's word, he has rebuked the devourer for your sake. The devourer must loose you. And everything attached to you, it is loose now in Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus, the blessing of the Lord. Those that have given an offering, the windows of heaven is open. Amen. Pouring you out a blessing that is too much for you to store up, and may you perceive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. May you see it. May it be tangible unto you in the name of Jesus. May it birth from the spirit to into time in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to your name, God. Amen. Every seed that you have sown, it is on assignment according to the word that you have put on it. And we ask for God to multiply your seed and your seed given power now. Your seed to undergird. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus
Thank
and finance
you.
The vision of God. We bless you for it now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember those that have gave, amen, that wanted to give and did not have to give. Oh, God, we proclaim the blessing of the Lord unto them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, receive the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. 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 Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, Kuriandere Bosa. Ikebe Sikiando Bosa. And beloved, we're going to close out. Amen. We pray, amen, that you was blessed, amen, through the revelatory knowledge that came forth on today, the very wisdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And carry it all throughout the week and all into the new year. This is a word that will not die. Everything is going down but the word of God. Do
amen.
Not turn aside from the very things that will outlive everything. Amen.
Thank
this
you.
Word is going to outlive everything is going down but the word. The heaven and the earth
yes.
shall pass away. The world as we know it now, there shall be a new heaven and earth, but the word of God, not one tittle shall fall from that. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, no.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hold fast to that word. Do not reject or turn aside from God's word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Natasha, I ask that you close this out in prayer.
Father God, I come unto you today, O God. Lord God, I ask you to cover everyone on the phone line today, O God. Lord God, we thank you for the word that came forth in Apostle Asia heard on today, O God. Lord God, we thank you that the shifting that has went forth is done, O God. Lord God, we ask you to just bless and cover everyone on the phone line, our families, O God. Lord God, we thank you that we was able to make it today, O God. Lord God, we just ask you today to just keep us, O God, keep us for another day, each and every day, O God. Lord God, we thank you that the word is true, O God. Lord God, and we ask you on today to just bless us, bless our jobs, bless our families,
thank
O God. And Lord God, we just thank you for everything that you're doing, a roof over our head, food in our refrigerator,
Hallelujah.
O God. Lord God, we just thank you, Father. We thank you that we're able to receive the word from Apostle One today, O God. And Lord God, just bless us as we go out and come in, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, beloved. God be loved. Let us go in peace and serve the Lord. Be a witness of Jesus.
Amen.